Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
We've come a long way together, through the hard times and the good. I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should.
Morning, everyone. We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
There was an incident on June 5th, 2023, where I received retaliation from District 2 Commissioner Kerry Smith after the public forum was over. I was in the hallway stretching my legs, and Kerry Smith aggressively confronted me. He started with letting me know that I dressed, looked, and sounded like a f***ing idiot. He continued this attack, saying that I was a brown shirt who needed the armband as a Russian serf. He went on as far as questioning my loyalty to my country. I am a protected class. I am a disabled American who was attacked.
Yeah, this got my a foul mouth, too. I did not say that word. I don't like somebody saying that I said something that I did not.
You did!
Joe, I did not. Show me proof of that.
Sir, you told me that. You told me I was a brown shirt. The sheriff drugged me away to protect me because you were aggressively beating on your shirt and telling me I'm a brown shirt. When I said, my tie? I said, I think I look pretty good. And that's when he told me I looked like, you did. You did. I don't care, Mr. Kerry. You need to resign today. You cannot tell James McCawkins about any kind of ethics when you don't have any, when you come out in the hallway and attack a Santa Rosa County taxpayer. I expect your resignation by the end of the day, or I'm not only going to call the governor, I am going to do everything because I've already picked your replacement.
What can you even say? I mean, my goodness. Look, and to his credit, Michael Stevens, I think, was doing everything he could to go 3-0 on getting escorted out of public meetings in the last 2 weeks. He got escorted out away from the podium at the zoning board meeting. He got escorted out on Monday at the committee review, and then I think he was trying to go 3-0 and he didn't. So I feel bad that he didn't succeed. It was something. You know, it was sure something. Kerry Smith says, this is all a bunch of hogwash. I didn't do that. I wouldn't do that. I think Colton Wright really had the line of the day, frankly.
Mr. Stevens, your time is up. You may want to stay for just a moment.
Yeah, I'm a little offended.
Commissioner Smith, hold on just a moment. You may want to stay for a second. You can be as mad as you want. We gave you your 4 minutes. Let me just remind you that the First Amendment goes both ways. Everybody gets a First Amendment, right? So he has his, I have mine, Mr. McCawkins has his, right? So,
because for James Cawkins, right? So, oh my goodness. Kerry Smith said that the guy's not a Christian, he's got mental issues, he's a Soros plant. Colton said he's going to get thrown out if he swears again at the podium. And by the way, this was after you had a couple of, I don't know if Wallace Mahood is actually a member of the Pitchfork Posse exactly, but she says she embraces the term.
I was recently called an agitator by a member of the press.
Not me, by the way.
Member of the Pitchfork Posse.
Not recently, by the
way. Proud of that. We're trying to do good in this county. We're trying to bring people together.
And Sherry Chapman, same thing.
Yes, I have been labeled the Pitchfork Posse. Well, the Pitchfork Posse people in this county, we are taking the dung out of Santa Rosa County.
And she definitely is a member of the Pitchfork Posse, and she got up there to talk about filing a complaint against James Calkins for violating his ethics codes or his obligations to act in a professional manner. I think she was inaccurate in the things that she said would qualify for it, but she got everything started yesterday.
Whenever we have a county commissioner that publicly denies representation to a part of, and thank you for smiling and laughing, James, this is a real funny situation.
Yeah, so public forum, man, you know, you never know what you're going to get. Well, you do kind of know what you're going to get nowadays. This all didn't amount to a whole much of anything, except that once they came back for the regular meeting, you know, you had Colton Wright had been talking about no F-bombs or you won't be allowed to speak anymore. Kerry Smith, who had also made some side comments about people from New York and Chicago and the communist countries that those are, not kidding.
I want to apologize to anybody from New York or Chicago during my brief little outrage there during the public forum. My wife's from Chicago. My daddy was a Yankee. I mean, there's nothing there.
That's got to be my favorite line I've heard in a long time. My dad is a Yankee.
They say it with such disdain.
Right. It's like almost not contempt. We'll get back to this in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Come on. Okay, roads are fine. We're not showing any slowdowns. I-10, I-110 reporting as clear right now. 3 Mile Bridge looking great this morning. And certainly if you have a traffic tip, you can text it in, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Candy McCullerton.
Candy
I had to.
That's funny. So Kerry Smith says, I think we ought to ban people who speak like that for 60 days to not be able to come back into the meetings.
I don't have the cleanest mouth in the world. My wife gets on to me because I get a little mad sometimes and say, you know, some words that are acceptable that I think they're acceptable, but she don't like them. But I don't like cussing like that in front of a lady. I'm still disgusted over it. I'm disgusted that happened, and I want to apologize for my outburst, but
yeah, so everybody's got a little bit of apology. Well, Michael Stevens did not issue any apology that I saw yesterday. Colton Wright said this kind of hatred is un-American. This kind of bickering and infighting. You know, we ought to talk to people we disagree with.
I believe in strong, spirited debate, and I like having people that disagree with me and to be able to have discussions about those items, whatever those topics may be. I think that's healthy. I think spirited debate and when you open your mind and open your ears as much as you speak in debate and in conversation, it offers both sides the opportunity to learn something.
It does, most definitely. That's what we certainly believe in here. For his part, James Calkins had some comments.
I fully agree. Foul language is unacceptable. But something triggered him to come up here, and what I would like to ask Mr. Smith, is it true that you got in that person's face and said some things? I mean, because I was told that you got up off this podium and went straight to him and
investigation's ongoing
and got in his face. And can you explain basically what that incident was about from your words? And that would be appreciated.
Yeah, I didn't get in his face. I was standing at the door. He came to me. So, no, I didn't go get in his face.
Okay, just want to correct the record.
So, that didn't produce as much as you were hoping.
I want to hear all sides of every story, and it's better to get certain things trigger people to come up here. And just like when this board decided to put a Democrat on a volunteer board, that triggers a lot of people.
You got the answer.
To be up here, so
you asked a question, you got the answer. I will say that
there were
numerous witnesses to that incident, as well as a law enforcement officer that was here on duty that night. So I believe what Commissioner Smith said is correct.
So motivating somebody to come speak at the podium is different from triggered and can't control their mouth, right? So he's using those terms interchangeably. But there you go. That's the popcorn and the fun that was at the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting yesterday. Not the most dignified of events, but if you're looking for entertainment, you know... 720 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Discouraged, defeated, disappointed, you're listening to Strength for Life.
Hey, this is Pastor James Johnson with Strength for Life. I want you to know that there are resources available on our website that are specifically designed to strengthen you in your walk with God. Maybe you're feeling weak in your prayer life because of unanswered prayer. I wrote a little booklet entitled When God Says No, which will strengthen you in how to deal with those times in your life when it seems that God is silent. Maybe you're struggling because someone you love is away from the Lord. They're wayward and your heart is broken. On our website, you'll find a booklet entitled Ministry to the Wayward, and it will strengthen you in knowing exactly how to help that person who is in a prodigal situation. You can find these strengthening resources and much more at our website, which is www.strengthforlife.church. Check it out today.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time. And it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled? Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you struggle with occasional nerve aches in your hands or feet? Try Nervive Nerve Relief from the world's number one nerve care company. Nervive tablets contain alpha-lipoic acid to relieve nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort, plus B-complex vitamins to support healthy nerve function as you age. Live life with less nerve discomfort with Nervive Nerve Relief. Learn more at nervivehealth.com. And try Nervive Pain Relieving Cream to block nerve pain signals at the source. Use as directed.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Prove to me you are disloyal, you prove to me you are unethical, and you owe me and this country an apology, because sir, I have the American flag tattooed on my body to show my allegiance to the Constitution. And yes, I am mad, and I hope the public is
Andy,
mad.
I didn't even know I wasn't a patriot because I don't have an American flag tattoo. And
hey, I have a Matchbox 20 tattoo, so what do you think about me?
Talk it up. 724.
Hold on, we have to hail Rob Thomas. All hail Rob Thomas.
Okay. 724 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, man. We got Dave Greenwood on the line. He is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. What are we looking at this weekend for conditions? Pretty good?
Yeah, chance of shower. So when thunder roars, go indoors. It looks like the surf will be pretty calm. At least it is today. And I mean, we were really crowded last Saturday. It was 25,000 cars came on the beach, as many as the Saturday prior. So that was Saturday prior was Memorial Day weekend. So it's, you know, we're into the summer season and people are traveling and coming to the beach, especially when it's nice and sunny. That's what we expect to have tomorrow.
Outstanding. Well, as you say, you know, it's going to be busy. It's going to be nice. It's going to be packed. It's we always tell people to bring their patience, but dangers abound, whether it's, you know, from not understanding that the Gulf is not the swimming pool, or not understanding that the sun will burn you, or not understanding to keep hydrated, right? All of the things that people need to do to go to the beach safely.
Yes, hydration, sunscreen, and respect the ocean, because it's unforgiving if you make a mistake in there.
And something we don't maybe talk about an awful lot, but, you know, sunscreen, you know, again, for people who don't realize, is not a put it on once at 10 a.m. and you're good for 8 hours. You have to reapply, right?
Yes, exactly. Reapply, you know, especially although it'll say it's waterproof, it's you still have to reapply when you go in the water and come out.
Well, Dave, I super appreciate what you and your folks do to keep the beach safe. I say it every time, but I absolutely mean it. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for protecting our visitors and keeping our beach the jewel that it really is. Dave Greenwood is the Pensacola Beach Safety Chief for Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, as always, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Andrew. Have a wonderful weekend. I look forward to talking to you next Friday.
Most definitely. 726 News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic for you.
Not showing any slowdowns or delays right now. Taking a look at the beach at 3 Mile Bridge, General Chappie James. Not showing any delays. 98 is also clear. And certainly if you have a traffic tip, 437-1620, you can text it in. It's News Radio 92.3. Scott's Outdoors, and Jay invites you to join Matt Gaetz and his legislative update. That is today at 5:30. They say to RSVP at GaetzLegUpdate.eventbrite.com. But it looks like that's done handing out tickets, I think, because of the events today. But you can still go, I imagine. Scott's Outdoors NJ with Matt Gaetz. 437-1620, Traffic Tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Frontier Motors, a great place to buy good quality used cars. I know we bought one there a couple of years ago, had a fabulous experience. And the thing I sometimes ask you is, like, do you love your car? And, you know, you should. I mean, your answer should be like, yeah, of course. What do you mean? Of course. Well, why wouldn't I? Well, you know, at a certain point in the car relationship, you start to say more like, yeah, you know, and then you say, and then you say, well, not really anymore. And then you're like, I really do not. You know, it's time. Okay. Well, that's the time, right? That's the time. In fact, maybe a little bit before that, before you get to, like, you know, the second or third stage, right? That's maybe when you start to look and decide what you want, because you should enjoy your car. You should enjoy driving it. You should enjoy looking at it, thinking about it. It shouldn't be like a constant source of stress and frustration and irritation, especially if it's unreliable because you need something that's going to not break down on you. Go to Frontier. Get a better one. I mean, really, it's that simple. Cars that are 1, 2, 3 years old in great condition, so they'll last a long time. You just don't have to pay that depreciation hit of buying it new. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the big buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 727 on News Radio 92.3. Somebody texts in and says, Andrew, you've really taken it up from the Days of Our Lives introduction. No, I need to say a word of thanks. I really owe credit to Michael Stevens, is the guy who's been the haranguing guy on the county commission meetings, because I had been putting off making a stager for the county commission meetings. I had one for Milton. I had one for Pensacola. I didn't have one for Santa Rosa or Escambia. And I thought, well, when this all happened a week and a half or so ago, I'm like, oh, I have to make something for this. So the Buona Fortuna intro is because of all of this, and now we have it forever. 728 News Radio 92.3, David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Donald Trump, now the first former president in U.S. history to face federal charges. He's being indicted by a federal grand jury over his handling of classified documents. The 7 counts against him include conspiracy to obstruct and the willful retention of documents. Trump said on Truth Social that he'll surrender to authorities on Tuesday. 2 motion hearings scheduled for today in the murder case of 4 Idaho college students. Those motions concerning a gag order that prohibits lawyers involved in the case from saying anything publicly about the case that's not already on record. The suspect in the case, Brian Koberger, accused of brutally murdering those students last fall. And U.S. officials now say reports of a Chinese spy base being built in Cuba are not true. A report in the Wall Street Journal recently claimed that Cuba had a secret agreement for China to establish an electronic eavesdropping facility there on the Cuban island. And a spokesperson for the White House National Security Council says that report is not accurate.
Why would the Chinese need to build a spy base in Cuba when they have such a robust presence at universities in the United States and they own so much things in the United States and they have TikTok? I mean,
secret police stations, they got it all.
That would be completely redundant to try to build a surveillance base in Cuba. So it's a silly story to begin with. David, thanks so much for the update. Hey, if you are dealing with any kind of a plumbing issue in your home, leak, drip, weird sound in the wall when you flush the toilet, the pressure, the temperature, you know what plumbing is. Be an adult. These things don't go away on their own. And if they seem to have, they haven't. They've just gotten worse and you don't hear it. Barberry Plumbing, they'll fix it. Flat rate pricing by the job, not by the time it takes. 477-8782. Coming up next, my interview with outgoing Admiral Garvin, incoming Admiral Jericho at the Naval Education Training Command Changes of Command Ceremony yesterday, right after Fox and David Wayne with your local news.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. For the first time in history, a former president is facing federal charges. Donald Trump has been indicted by the Justice Department over alleged mishandling of classified documents. Trump attorney Jim Trusty on Fox and Friends.
This department is unrecognizable from the decades I've spent around criminal justice.
Trump will be in court on Tuesday in Miami. Some Republicans, though, saying, what about President Biden? He's under investigation for his handling of classified documents. Yesterday, the House Oversight Committee viewed an FBI document they say ties then-Vice President Biden to a bribery scheme. Committee Chair James Comer.
The payor of these bribes bragged that the way Biden wanted the money distributed, it would be through so many banks that it would take investigators 10 years to track the money.
But President Biden says,
it's a bunch of malarkey.
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. News Radio 92.3 78 right now. Mostly cloudy in Pensacola this morning. In Washington, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has had enough. He's canceled all of the votes for the rest of the week after a group of Republicans blocked party line bills from advancing to the floor. Congressman Matt Gaetz, one of the 11 who are, quote, flexing their muscle.
We want to see a return to the normal budgeting process. We want to see review of individual bills come forward. And we're very disappointed that we just underwrote $4 trillion in debt over the next 2 years.
This all started on Tuesday when the group joined Democrats in voting against GOP bills, and the revolt continued yesterday as well. It's in response to McCarthy's debt ceiling agreement with the Biden administration. Sounds like there is going to be a new District 1 medical examiner's office built in Santa Rosa County. Whether Escambia County leaders like it or not, State Senator Doug Broxson talked with Channel 3.
Three of the four counties have agreed to move the facility. That's the final decision. The only decision that Escambia can make is if they want to set up their own separate facility, hire their own separate medical examiner. And if they choose to do that and the citizens of Escambia think that's a good use of public funds, then that's exactly what they'll do.
In addition to Escambia, the office also serves Walton, Okaloosa, and Santa Rosa counties. Some of the Escambia County commissioners believe that office should stay in Escambia County as it accounts for about half of the autopsies in the district. A Crestview woman charged with stealing $13,900 from a 79-year-old Okaloosa County woman whose money she was overseeing. 64-year-old Rhonda Kane was arrested on Tuesday. She faces several charges for alleged crimes that happened between June of 2021 and May of 2022. According to the arrest report, Kane was the woman's power of attorney and had access to the 79-year-old woman's credit union account to help her purchase groceries and other needed items. The report says that the woman voided the power of attorney when she realized Kane had taken a large amount of money out of her credit union account. Kane now being held in the Okaloosa County Jail. ECUA says plans are still on track to reopen the materials recycling facility next Monday. They've been doing a soft start this week to get ready. The plant's operational status was interrupted because of severe staffing shortages a couple of months ago. Tomorrow, the Blake Doyle Skate Park is going to host its opening day celebration. It all starts at 9 o'clock in the morning, and it'll last all day long until 9 p.m.
9 a.m. to 5 p.m. There's skate contests. There's also Andrew Reynolds, Jamie Foy, New Balance team, which are like unbelievable people to have here. It's all these mega pros.
The pros will be doing skate demos, also signing autographs. Andy Prince with the Upward Intuition says there will be clinics, contests for cash and prizes, live music, and of course, food trucks as well. All the proceeds from the opening day event are going to benefit Tony Hawk's nonprofit, the Skate Park Project. It's 7:35. News Radio 92.3 Candy has a look at our traffic on the fives.
Not showing any slowdowns or delays right now. It looks like everything is running smoothly. Not showing any problems. Certainly be careful wherever you are. Traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We are going to be seeing a chance of rain through the afternoon hours. Temperatures warming up today, upper 80s, low 90s. Overnight tonight, temperatures staying in the 70s. As you go into Saturday, our summertime pattern continues. Afternoon showers and thunderstorms possible. Temperatures warming up into the upper 80s and low 90s. Feeling warm through the afternoon and overnight, dropping back into the 70s. This nice weather will continue into Sunday with that typical summertime pattern continuing. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, warming up, 78 in Pensacola, 77 in Gulf Breeze, 75 now in Milton. Your next news at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Despite a U.S.-UK trade deal remaining very much elusive, British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and President Biden signed a new Atlantic Declaration aiming to bolster economic security in the face of threats coming from Russia and China. The agreement, announced yesterday, is a series of mini-deals looking at artificial intelligence, critical minerals, clean energy, and security. Sunak, coming to the end of his U.S. trip this week, lauded the deal as a new economic partnership for a new age of a kind that has never been agreed to before. The two sides also undertaking joint research in areas like quantum, semiconductors, and AI. Scientists are exploring a new biological link to longer life, boosting levels of an amino acid called taurine made mice and worms live longer, according to research published in the journal Science. Middle-aged monkeys given taurine supplements became healthier. In humans, lower levels of taurine were associated with age-related problems. That's Your Money Now.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you ready to start saving money on your energy bill?
Join Compass Solar Energy today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Compass Solar has been locally owned and operated here in the Pensacola area for over 20 years, and they are Northwest Florida's premier solar company. Call in with your questions as we navigate through the rising costs of energy. That's today at 9 with Compass Solar Energy and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Somebody told her that there was a place like heaven across the water on a 747. Yeah, we're living in a modern world. Pretty soon she really got the notion.
I will now read my orders. Chief of Naval Operations, order number 0583. When directed by reporting senior, detach in May 2023 from duty as commander, Carrier Strike Group 4, and report to commander, Naval Education and Training Command, for duty as his relief.
That's Rear Admiral Jeff Cherico giving his reading of the orders yesterday during the change of command ceremony for the Naval Education Training Command, NETC, on board NES Pensacola. NETC is the one admiral. The commanding officer over NETC is a two-star. They go for 3 years, and then they get replaced. That's typically how that goes. And the outgoing Admiral Garvin is going to the War College in Philadelphia, so he's going to continue. A lot of times they retire from that position. In fact, that kind of struck me by surprise yesterday because I had been so accustomed to the admirals retiring when they leave that position that, you know, the kind of, like I said, just caught me by surprise that wasn't what was happening. But no worries. He is going on to other endeavors. And inbound, we have Jeff Cherico. His name is hard to say because it's spelled, you know, C-Z-E-R-E-W-K-O. If you forget, you can just call him Caesar. That's his call sign. But talked with him and Admiral Garvin yesterday in kind of a group setting. Brent Lane was with me. A couple of other journalists, TV folks are with us as well, like from Channel 3. So if you hear their voices, that's who else is talking. But this was our interview after the change of command ceremony with outgoing Admiral Garvin and incoming Admiral Cherico.
So let's start with you, Admiral Garvin. How does it feel leaving this tenure here at NAS Pensacola?
Yeah, no, I would tell you it's bittersweet, right? And the reason is this amazing town, this amazing team that we have persevered through such tragedy, natural disasters, etc., and yet managed to recruit and train and forge these sailors so that they're ready to fight and win when the Navy and the nation needs them to. Very, very proud of that. Don't ever want to leave that. But as it goes, in very capable hands with Admiral Cesar Cherico, and I will look from Newport down this way, and I won't be a stranger. I'll come down and see you. But just know that you're in fantastic hands with my relief.
What are you looking forward to at the War College?
Contributing, continuing to serve. And again, as he said, it's all about the fight. It's all about the fleet. So how can we make sure that the education that we're delivering at the Naval War College is doing just that, preparing those thinkers for the fight and for the fleet?
So what will you remember the most from the last 3 years?
Gosh, that's a really tough question because, shoot, there's probably 100 things I could mention, but it'll be the people. And when I say the people I worked with every single day, the people I saw out in town at various events with the Dalians, with the Navy League, with whoever, this town is really special. And I wasn't just saying that up there. We've moved 17, it'll be 18 times, lived in a lot of Navy towns. Some of them are really awesome, but just nothing beats Pensacola. That's what I'll remember.
What's a piece of Pensacola you'll be taking with you?
Probably a lot of sand. it's funny. I think the first place I introduced you to was kind of a, I can't say the name because that would be advertising, but let's just say it's a very laid-back, casual, waterside kind of atmosphere. With food and beverages to match, all those memories, all those visuals, all those sensations. My wife and I have just come to, again, love this town. We loved it when we were first here. Love it even more now.
What's it like coming back to Pensacola, Caesar?
I was just thinking about that. So it was, I chose the very first date out of flight school, July 2nd, 1990, and I got here probably June 2nd. Because it was Pensacola, and that excitement about coming to be able to pursue your dream, and now I'm back 33 years later. It's incredible, and again, the big measure of success is how happy and excited my family is. I mean, I just can't believe it, and I'm really, really looking forward to this. And I've done many, many jobs, and when the guy you're replacing is smiling when he's talking about the job, not because you've walked in the door so he can give it to you. It tells you a lot about the caliber of the people we work with and, again, the environment. So when I look at it, mutually supportive with the environment in this Navy town, with my family and me, and then the job in this team, I'm just super excited.
It's back home for a pilot, right?
It is. Absolutely. Yeah, and again, I've been in and out of here a little bit with a couple of my kids getting winged out of here, and that gave my younger children a good exposure. So, again, when I said we got to move instead of the, aw, Dad, they're like, Pensacola? You know, cheetah flips, like I said in my speech. So,
the quote that you shared toward the end of your speech, yes. That seemed pretty meaningful to you.
It does. So there was a lot going on in my life a few weeks ago, a lot of happiness and a little bit of sadness based on some family stuff. And I sat there because I had these great plans to sit down and turn over with my friend Pete. And life got in the way of all those plans. And I've been ruminating on what it meant to be me. And that was the thing, you know, how do I fill the shoes of this man? And to listen to the presiding officer throw that speech out. And that wind is the unknowns, right? And that's why it just really resonated with me. I'm not going to get blown willy-nilly. I'm braced and I'm ready.
Eight kids will do that, right?
You get a lot of practice from your cats, not necessarily trimming sails. So. Now, I got wonderful children. Don't you dare show.
One of the things you said was that you have skin in the game, yes. And that has better prepared you for this job.
Yes.
And I have never heard it put quite like that. Talk about how Pensacola has where you're putting the skin in the game. What does this community mean to naval training?
It is absolutely a mutually supportive game. So I have also, well, he's moved 18, about to move 18 times, I've moved 17 times. I've always found a place I've loved, but But there are places where it's hand in glove and a mutual support aspect. That's this place. And it doesn't hurt, again, that I have such happy memories and I'm so excited to come back to this wonderful place. And then my kids who went through flight school here as well, and now we're back. I just think that supportive backstop, right, and that engagement and support with the community is probably the difference maker for all of this. That's going to help us who believe we have skin in the game continue to drive and have fun while we're doing it.
I like that.
So Admiral Cherico, just FYI, has 8 kids, 5 of whom are in the Navy. So when he talks about skin in the game, you're like, you know, I mean, this is for real. And, yeah. You know, you might not be all that familiar with Naval Education Training Command. You should be. It is a tenant command. That means the command lives on NAS Pensacola. They're the only admiral in residence there. But it's 24,000 people around the world that he oversees. And that, you know, they do all the training. Basically everything other than the flying. You know, I mean, that's because that's Naval Air Training, Sinatra, Chief of Naval Air Training. But anyway, we'll continue that interview here in just a second. Let's get Candy here with Traffic on the Fives.
Sorry, I'm so into that.
I know, it's fascinating.
These problems. It is. We're not showing a lot this morning. It looks like everything is running just fine. Maybe a little slow as you're coming off 110 at downtown. It looks a little slow in that area, but not slow. A complete stop or anything. I'm not seeing anything stop. Certainly be careful wherever you are. If you have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. So back to the interview that I did yesterday with the new commanding officer at NATSE, Naval Education Training Command, Admiral Jeff Cherico, that's how you say it, and the outgoing Admiral Peter Garvin, who is leaving Naval Air and NATSE, and he's going up to the War College in Philadelphia.
What would each of you say is the biggest challenge facing NATSE? That, you know, opportunity for growth and opportunity for improvement. What do you think, Admiral Garvin?
Yes, yes sir. What's the biggest challenge, sir?
Exactly. No, I would tell you, and these are not challenges that are insurmountable or in any way, ones that will prevent us from doing what we just said, which is preparing these young men and women to fight and win. But you always face societal challenges. You always face the recruiting challenge is really looming large. And that's not just the United States Navy. That's every service. And if you look at the labor market, you can see why. So the biggest challenge is, of course, finding and making sure that these young men and women know the opportunities that are here for them in our United States Navy. And then we build on that as we bring them in. We forge them into these combat-ready sailors, and then we owe them that sort of covenant leadership to ensure that we prepare them the best we possibly can so that they can do that and then come home. The biggest challenge I think right now that we're facing that I would probably put number one on his chart is the recruiting challenge, and that's going to be a whole of Department of Defense and a whole of government, really, kind of attack to get that done.
And for me, it's how would I address those challenges? And you heard a little bit in my words. I come at this from a different place, right? Same long career, both aviators by trade, but I've had different experiences. And so what I'm going to bring to this game is probably an orthogonal or 90-degree outlook. And I found most powerful when you've got such a great team who's working their butts off, say, hey, have you considered this? Because this is what I see. And sometimes that little tipper there can open it up. I call it and learned it from my friend Scott Kahn, fresh eyes or fresh ideas, and that's it. So it's just attend to it, maybe through a different lens, and see what comes out of that. It's an amazing team. In the 2 days of deep turnover I had, and it was deep, we did an offsite here at the Officers Club. I told you this on the middle of the second or the first day. Again, pretty keyed up. And all of a sudden, I had this moment of peace because I realized this team is awesome, and I just need to make sure I think, right? Think and lead. So,
just one last question, Daddy.
It's not your command, but the Blue Angels are a nice backdrop.
Doesn't hurt.
Are you gonna miss? Are you excited to see?
My kids were on the beach yesterday at 10:30 or whatever, yeah. And they're like, "They flew right over me, Dad." I'm like, "I used to fly jets." So
that is one memory. June 28th of last year, I got to fly in the back seat, ride in the back seat of the slot. Oh my God, It's so beautiful, but so violent.
Yes.
I mean, it's like being on the inside of a washing machine on spin cycle, but you're grinning the whole time. I mean, it's one of those really, really cool experiences. I recommend it to anyone.
Best trauma ever.
Yeah, exactly.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask if you wanted to expand on your flounder story.
Nope.
Okay.
Or now your call sign.
Microphones.
This interview is over.
Welcome to Pensacola.
Yeah.
Thank you. And thank you, sir.
Appreciate you guys and what you do for the community. Thank you so much.
Very much. Thank you.
He made a glancing reference to something or other that happened at Flounders 33 years ago, and he did not want to expand and or expound upon that. And I asked him to, you know, any story for your call sign, Caesar. He's like, nope. This is like, and that's the this interview is over. You know, it's just kind of joking around. So genuinely great guys, both of them. I'm just getting to know, obviously, Jeff Cherico, you know, certainly known Peter Garvin for a couple of years now. And, you know, the series of admirals that I've known out on the base, I've just been, you know, they've all been fantastic folks. And so, and an asset to our community when they stay, and a sad day when they do leave. But I would think, you know, Garvin might well be back. He said he would at some point, so I'll take it. 750 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's one of those things that, you know, if you don't, it's hard to understand the significance of all of the things that go through and happen on and are as a result of this base. You know what I mean? And especially over the last, you know, several years as we've been separated from it because of the security issues, it's even harder to keep in mind how massively important this base is for our naval operations and, you know, around the world, really, and how much comes through here and because of here and because of Whiting and because of Corey. And, you know, so anyway, just it's neat to see it again. And if you've never seen a change of command ceremony, I highly recommend that you go see one. It's fascinating. It really is. 751 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Pensacola Hardware, great place to, you know, help you get your hardware supplies, help you get your safety equipment, help you get your Yeti. You're like, what? Yeah, in the front of the store. There's like about a, I don't know, quarter or so of the front of the store is entirely dedicated to like housewares.
Like,
you know,
a quarter of a million Yetis.
Yeah, like
it's
really,
crazy.
There's so much.
So many.
You know, you got gumbo pots, you got cookware, grills, knives, and all that kind of stuff. And then a whole, like a hall of Yeti. It's kind of amazing. If you need to buy things for people for a gift for whatever reason, it's a great place to go for that. But also, obviously, it's a hardware store. So if you are working on a project and you want some stuff or you need advice, they're great for that as well. The oldest business in the entire state of Florida since 1851, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, Pensacola Hardware.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up, this message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
Free grill with every purchase at the factory showroom this Saturday only.
Got a junk car lying around. Call the best junk man in this town. Frank buys junk cars. Frank buys junk cars. Got a car that's killing your grass. We'll call the junk car king for some quick cash. Frank buys junk cars.
850-525-2035. Frank buys junk cars.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life, from carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between. You have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements, learning how you sleep so you learn to sleep better night after night. Sleep next level, only from Sleep Number. And now during our Memorial Day sale, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus free home delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Informative news and talk. Local news and talk. And dependable news and talk. Now on the FM dial at 95.3.
And now, here with an unlimited supply of misinformation, is Mr. Know-It-All.
Are you okay?
Listen.
Callback song for you?
Not. any big moment in my life or anything, but yeah. Man, just thank you. I didn't know I needed that.
Takes you to a place, right? Takes you to a time. You know, Boys of Summer is one who always does that for me. No, it just does. It just, I don't, you know, I mean, a lot of this music does too, but, you know, and I had a really, 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 really good friend who we don't have anymore, and a lot of the music that I love, I know because of him, you know?
That's
so.
What turned you on to that?
Yeah,
music?
Most of the new age stuff got from him, or from his girlfriend at the time. You know, we became friends, and of course, and a lot of the new age, the Depeche Mode and Erasure and all that kind of stuff. 7:55 on news. All of the punk and all of the new age.
Great.
From that relationship. Oh. Yeah. So. That's how I can tell that you were a good friend of mine is because I got a whole genre of music from you.
That's true.
Candy's got Traffic on the Five.
Wait till you hear me. Not really. As we take a look at good news is we're not showing any slowdowns or delays. It's been pretty light, almost like a holiday, I dare say. So caution, you know, certainly if you see an accident or slowdown, let us know. But 98 looking clear, all exits off I-10, I-110, running at posted speeds. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips, text them in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're dealing with pests, you know, you got insects, you've got ants, you've got fire ants, you got fleas, you got rodents, roaches, anything that you're dealing with, insect, they'll take care of you. Professionally trained technicians safely and effectively eliminate those pests inside and outside the home, and they'll show up on time. They're professional. They'll give you photographs. They'll show you what they did, what they saw before, what did after. They'll make you a plan, all of that stuff. And in addition to their general pest control services, they have some specific ones right now. For example, fire ants. Insects fire ant program takes just one treatment, bonds with the soil, guarantees you a full year of fire ant protection. That's pretty good. Mosquitoes. Their mosquito management plan scientifically identifies the mosquito species creating the problem and customizes monthly service visits to effectively reduce that particular population in your yard. New annual pest control customers get $50 off. Some restrictions apply. For a limited time, new fire ant contracts, new annual fire ant contracts at $25 off. Estimates are always free. And, of course, they are now hiring. So if you're looking for a career, apply at workwithnsec.com. David Wayne in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Canadian wildfires giving New York the worst urban air quality in the world. That's according to website IQ Air. They ranked New York at the number one worst air quality worldwide thanks to the wildfire smoke. A former NYPD detective being accused of taking bribes from a robbery crew targeting Asian Americans. Federal prosecutors say 31-year-old Saul De La Cruz took bribes from members of a robbery crew, helped them evade arrest from 2017 all the way till 2022. He was arrested Thursday, but the ringleader of the crew remains at large. And a story out of Las Vegas, an interesting one, Andrew. A man says he saw aliens in his backyard after something fell from the sky last month. The man released a Ring doorbell video. It shows some streaks in the sky. He called 911 to make a report.
911 emergency.
There's like an 8-foot person beside it, and another one's inside, and it has big eyes and looking at us, and it's still there.
Keep going.
Now, the man describes the shockwave that made his backyard blurry. He says he saw two non-human beings in his yard. They were apparently standing behind a forklift. They were 8 to 10 feet tall, had large eyes, large mouths, were greenish-grayish in color. And shortly before this alleged encounter, people all across the state reported seeing a fireball streak across the sky.
Including cops. Like,
I
they had one on their body cam.
Story, so.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. Like, aliens and that whistleblower
and
thing.
And you got the guy
that
did the
this
interview and says, oh, yeah, we got all kinds of equipment all over the place.
That telephone call is scary the whole way through because they're still here. They're looking at us. It's terrifying.
Okay. Great.
I know.
Great.
So Sunday, they're going to play this big interview because people are coming forth. They have this whistleblower protection so they can talk about the UAPs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
which sounded crazy 20 years ago, but
I simultaneously can't wait and don't want to know. I'm both.
I am with you. I wanted to know, now I don't.
Meanwhile, the skate park.
Let's go live in a church.
The skate park is having a big event this weekend, Saturday, June 10th. That's tomorrow at the skate park all day long. This was, remember, John Schell had talked about this being the first thing that they're going to do. So there's going to be professional skaters there, and there's contests, and there's going to be bands. And so it's an all day event at the skate park starting tomorrow. And guess who is 89 years old today? Just a slightly too old to be president.
You.
Daffy Duck is 89 today.
Why, they can't do this to me! It's unconstitutional!
Yeah, 1934, the first debut of wait, did I say Daffy or Donald? No, I suddenly got a check. Ah, wrong duck. Donald Duck. Sorry, Donald Duck is 89
to 90. Local Talk in the Morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.